rest of the story. I think you'll want to meet Hannah, a farm woman, 50-ish, widowed, with a son in college. One day there was a knock at Hannah's door, and it was her son home from school. For how long, Hannah asked, and his reply startled her. He would be home, he said, for months at least, and maybe a year, and maybe more, for an epidemic was sweeping the country. No sign of it yet near Hannah's farm, nor where Hannah's son was going to college, but the school authorities had decided that they could not take the chance. They would close the university and send the students home, and hope and pray that the danger would soon pass. The young man told his mother he'd be glad to help with farm chores now that he was home, but Hannah sweetly laughed and said, "Things are going smoothly on the farm right now, and I really don't want them disturbed." And then she added, "Why don't you just take some time for yourself?" So, Hannah's son settled into his old room, a small one on the second floor of the farmhouse, and thus began his unanticipated vacation from school. But what on earth could he do with all of the time on his hands? There was no farm work, no job in town to keep him occupied, no friends nearby with whom to while away the hours, and so minus the usual responsibilities and diversions, the young man spent many hours a day, every day, in that tiny room on the second floor, thinking. Just thinking. Pondering. Reflecting on the wonders that had intrigued him since childhood. He thought about the moon, for example. What was it that held the moon up there in space? What was it kept the moon moving so smoothly around the Earth? And the more he thought, the more he thought. And the more he thought, the more answers came to him. Sometimes on a Sunday afternoon, Hannah's son would sit in the shade of a favorite tree near the farmhouse. It was an apple tree. Occasionally, a ripe apple would fall to the ground nearby. One day the young man thought to himself, maybe that's what keeps the moon in motion. Maybe in a way it's just falling toward the earth, like an apple. You're getting ahead of me, aren't you? Well, sure enough, he would hurry to his little room on the second floor and he would write things down. And what he wrote one day would shake the worlds of science and mathematics. His school, Cambridge, would remain closed for 2 years until the threat of the Black Plague had passed. But by the time Hannah's son returned from his extended vacation on the family farm, he had formulated the complex concepts for which he is now and will always be remembered. You'd heard the story of the falling apple. You'd heard that it hit him on the head. There's no real evidence of that. But it helped one man once upon a time to explain once and for all the force of gravity. And you'll never hear that story again, I hope, without this greater picture in your mind of a loving mother who said, take some time for yourself. And so in a tiny room on the second floor of an English farmhouse, where in heaven and earth revealed themselves 3 centuries ago to a young college student named Isaac Newton, now you know the rest of the story.